Hi, dictation for Mr. Ryan Pettit, R-Y-A-N-P-E-D-I-T, Ryan Pettit. Date of service, 9-26-2022. Date of birth is 1 January 14, 1990. And date of accident is 8-6-2022. Mr. Ryan Pettit is a gentleman who has been involved in an automobile accident on 8-6-2020. And in this accident, he was... traveling as a restaurant driver with two dogs, and he hit the front driver's side. He was hit on the front driver's side. Entire front end was gone. This caused him pain in the neck and the lower back and both shoulders, especially the pain shooting down to the left upper arm only. Initially, the pain was around 9 to 10. Currently, the patient reports that his pain in the neck has persisted to 8, lower back is 5, right, and the left shoulder is left. He's able to lift his arm up to 130 degrees of abduction without any pain, beyond which there is some pain. He reports that his left arm is numb, along with the fourth and fifth fingers, and there are severe spasms are present in the lower back, posteriorly. Overall, the pain is varying from 4 to 8, with the ADLs being affected are 7. As follows, enjoyment of life is 8, while general activity and sleep are affected 6. 60 to 70% improvement in the pain has been reported by the patient. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has denied any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, no blackouts, seizures, confusion, disorientation are reported, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or loss of memory. The patient reports only difficulty sleeping and some tension, but no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the left shoulder with difficulty in moving the shoulder or abduction beyond 130 degrees. And there is a pain in the shoulder as well as stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, and pain in the lower back and neck. And there is some clicking and grinding noise heard. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse, patient utilizing marijuana for pain, for the pain relief. Compliance-wise, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is revealing blood pressure 111 over 50, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 99, and rest of the exam will be same from previous visit, which is 8-11-2022, dictation number is 0816-008. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on all the areas of pain. And he can work light duty 7 hours, 6 days at 10 pound lifting limit. Hospital crib placement and case management are ordered. Patient is provided with the medication Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for pain for anti-inflammatory, along with Skelaxin, 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Lyrica, 50 milligram along with Tylenol with codeine to help him relieve his pain. At this time, the patient is otherwise stable and will be seen in 30 days for his regular follow-up visit. The patient does report that the shots that he received, one in the cervical and one in the lumbar, were helping him quite a bit, and hence he wants to schedule the appointment at his place, which is okay with us. He has been advised that he may benefit further from this injection, so he is welcome to come whenever he feels like it. Other than that, he is stable. He will be seen in 30 days' time, and procedure for shoulder will be done whenever he wants to get it done. Thank you.